This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. House Democrats made their case for the impeachment for U.S. President Trump, telling the U.S. Senate the president used a corrupt scheme to pressure Ukraine to help him get reelected through investigating a political rival. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler told the senator that Mr. Trump abused his power by withholding congressionally approved military aid to Ukraine.
President Trump unlawfully withheld military assistance appropriated by Congress to aid our ally in order to extort that government into helping him with his reelection, then tried to cover it up when he got caught.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz said that if Democrats want to call witnesses, they have to accept Republicans calling former Vice President Joe Biden's son Hunter to testify.
For the Senate to hear the testimony of Hunter Biden and the need for the Senate to grant the White House lawyers the ability to take that testimony has become all the more relevant.
Mr. Trump is accused of abuse of power and obstructing Congress. He has denied the charges and called the impeachment a hoax. A Chinese state media report authorities are closing airports and train stations and canceling long-distance bus routes in and out of the city of Wuhan in a bid to limit the spread of a new flu-like illness that's killed at least 17 people. Wednesday, the World Health Organization delayed a decision on whether to declare an international emergency until Thursday. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the Chinese move will help control spread of the disease.
By having a strong action, not only they will control their outbreak in their country, but they will also minimize the chances of this outbreak spreading internationally.
And again, so far, 17 people have died with hundreds of others sickened. This is VOA News. Iran's president told European powers Wednesday not to copy the United States by undermining Tehran's strained nuclear pact with world powers and said that Tehran would not seek nuclear weapons whether or not the deal survived. Emer McCarthy with Reuters.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani is telling European powers not to copy the United States by undermining Tehran's strained nuclear pact, but also pledged that Tehran would not seek nuclear weapons whether or not the deal survived. Britain, France and Germany launched a dispute mechanism in the deal this month, accusing Iran of violating the deal that has become increasingly frayed since Washington pulled out in 2018 and reimposed sanctions.
As Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting, the Trump administration is now expected to place new visa restrictions on birth tourism. AP's Ed Donahue explains.
The new rules would make it more difficult for pregnant women to travel to the U.S. on tourist visas. Birth tourism is a lucrative business. It involves women traveling to the U.S. to give birth so their children can have a coveted passport. Sources tell the AP women would have to convince a consular officer that they have a legitimate reason to come to the country. Under the Constitution, anyone born in the U.S. is considered a citizen. There are questions about how officers would determine whether a woman is pregnant to begin with and whether a woman would get turned away by border officers who suspect she may be pregnant just by looking at her. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Virginia Senate has passed a so-called red flag gun law over fierce opposition from Republicans in the state. AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
The Democratic-led Virginia Senate approved legislation Wednesday that would permit authorities to take guns away from people deemed dangerous to themselves or others. The bill passed on a narrow 21-19 party line vote, with Republicans lined up against the measure. GOP Senator Amanda Chase called supporters of the legislation traitors. Democrats said the bill that could prevent mass shootings was carefully crafted to preserve due process and individual rights. The so-called red flag measure now goes to the House. I'm Mike Gracia.
French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire said on Thursday that he remained hopeful of reaching a global digital tax deal despite an initial failure to strike an agreement on the issue with the United States. On Wednesday, France and the United States failed to agree on how to push forward a global rewrite of decades-old cross-lateral row on digital taxation. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.